This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you can get done up at the website. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we head up there. When you get to the website, you can buy my coffee mug. There is someone here. You can buy the coffee mug, and I was ready to reach for it for some odd stupid reason. I thought, no, I wasn't even, I thought there was one here. I was reaching for nothing. See? Anyway, the coffee tastes really good in this imaginary cup I've in my hand with the TRS logo on it. Anyway, you head up there, you can buy the book, the coffee mug, T-shirts, which is, we're selling all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Also, emails are getting squelched by Google. And if you have a Gmail account, and even I'm hearing the same thing for some of the others when it comes to, was it mail.com or email or whatever it is, yahoo.com. Some of these are getting squelched. Definitely getting squelched through AOL. So, you know, when you haven't received an email from us in a while, check again. Check your spam box. But if you really do care about the show, if you really do want to get information about the show, unless you have a limit on text messages, go ahead, text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And that way there, you'll get a notice when the show is going to start. We do it a couple times a week. Again, I don't hit you up with it every night. I don't want to make you nuts. I don't want to be nuts with it. So it'll help you figure out the show's coming on, kind of a gentle reminder. There's a donate button on the site. You want to go there, click on that. There's so much I could talk about for the whole hour as to how conservatives are really being cranked on when it comes to how we get our message out, how we make money. I mean, you got the 2020 election coming up. If you don't have guys like me out there spewing what's going on for real, you know what you're going to get, right? You have Dems running the House, Dems running the Senate, and a Democrat president. And you guys that you know, my Christian brothers and sisters, where are you? What are you doing? Don't give me this garbage that God's in control and God will fix it. I know some of you get mad at me when I talk like that because I always throw it back in your lap and say, really? So God wanted 6 to 7 million Jews killed in World War II, right? You're telling me that's the way he wanted? He wanted blacks in slavery. Is that what you're telling me he wanted? I mean, we go through a whole list of things that were done. Hundreds of millions of people killed under atheism. So if God is truly in control and there's nothing we can do about it, then don't bother praying. Just go ahead and let things roll out the way they're going to. Let your kids go to school and learn about the things they're going to learn. Right, that you have no control over. No. Some night I'll probably do it again, but I have gone through and I listed over 100 scriptures in the Bible where God tells you to go do something that he could easily just bat an eyelash and take care of it. And the reason he doesn't is we're supposed to do stuff. But I don't want to get into preaching here. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about the ashes to ashes. This is sick. And dust to dust. Washington State is working on, where they worked on, and they passed a bill last week that would allow residents to take part in a natural organic reduction of human remains. Now remember, they're really good at phrasing things the right way. Right? I mean, like, it's not abortion, it's choice, pro-choice. As a matter of fact, they've even gone past that. They don't even, you notice they don't call it pro-choice anymore? Now they call it a woman's reproductive rights, right? You're stopping a woman's reproductive rights. No, actually, technically, if you have an abortion, you're stopping a woman's reproductive rights. Anyway, so this bill passed would allow residents to take part in natural organic reduction of human remains, citing in part research that said careful composting of human remains could be safe for use in household gardens. Can you imagine eating your tomato and saying, hey, this smells, this tastes a little bit like Grandma Emily. Remember? Oh my God. So, I mean, this is this, we have lost our minds. And the Seattle Times reported that Democrat Governor Jay Inslee Friday said that he did not review the final legislation. He is running for president, and, well, he's, you know, he's busy. He's been active on Twitter since the state Senate and the House of Representatives passed Bill 5001, but did not mention the bill in any of the posts. Why not? Be curious to see what the rest of the country thinks. The report pointed out that the measure has been several years in the making. There was a trial that involved six backers who agreed to organic reduction. The results were positive. The soil smelled like soil and nothing else. Troy, God bless. Troy Hoddy, a fellow at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, told the paper that the method is as close to natural process of decomposition as you'd assume a body would undergo. Well, everybody's going to decompose. No duh. I was reading an article about people that wanted their ashes buried, remains/ashes, buried with a new tree plant. So when you plant the tree, you put their ashes in the bottom of the hole, you put the tree in there, put your fertilizer around it, and that way there, as the tree grows, it will take part of you into the tree. Except in California, where when the fire hits, right, it'll just wipe out all the trees anyhow, and you'll be gone and back into the air with ashes again. I guess that's kind of a circle of life thing, you know? 855-0855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, having fun with us. I mean, I find the craziest stories I get my hands on. Seriously. And I love it. You guys need to know what's going on out there. You need to know where to get involved. Some of these things you probably don't care about. Not a big deal. Some of them should drive you absolutely out of your mind like they do me. You know, I would do everything I could. If I had Soros' money, watch out. I don't, but watch out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, your host, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including give me your email address. Just give me your email address. If you don't like what you see, you can it. You stop it. You do whatever. But, you know, I don't believe it. I don't like it when people send me stuff just send it out and see what I have to say. I want to ask for it. If you want text messaging, TRS to 55222, send a text message, TRS to 55222. All right. De Blasio, one of my favorites. And I mean that, like, you know, him and AOC and all those guys. Just makes my life so much easier. So apparently he announced that New York City's going to phase out processed meat by 2030 because they're backing the new Green Deal. God, let's not talk about putting more solar panels on the house. Let's talk about getting rid of the processed meat. The new laws and the actions will help New York City reach the 30% emission reduction by 2030. That'll be bigger than any other U.S. city. Be nice if they could, you know, hit their mark. You know, not screw the taxpayers. It'd be nice by 2030 if they could have clean streets, low crime, new businesses moving in instead of moving out. That'd be another I don't know, just another thought of the same idea. And unlike many of the big oil-focused climate initiatives, the new Green Deal is also targeting animal agriculture. You must have heard the word cow fart and decided, ooh. And yes, de Blasio is just like a communist. So new laws and actions will help New York City reach the 30% emissions reduction by 2030. That'll be more than any other U.S. city. And unlike many big oil-focused climate initiatives, the new Green Deal is also targeting animal agriculture. The other day, we covered Earth Day. Earth Day here. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, he announced reducing the city's beef purchase by 50%. No more. If you work for the city of New York, fewer hot dog days, I guarantee it, and fewer hamburger days as well. Why is he picking on barbecues? Now, what most of you have during barbecues, you have hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, and ribs. Come on. You know that's true. The city's beef purchases, he's going to reduce by 50%. He's going to phase out all purchases of processed meat by 2030. Now, de Blasio's plan to reduce emission by 40% also includes clean electricity, stricter building and efficiency. Yeah, I like this one, too. He's got buildings in there. You know, you're not going to be able to build a steel and glass building anymore. However, a lot of his steel and glass buildings, the newer ones, they're already, quote-unquote, zero emissions. They're already have gone past what the standards are. Because, you know, even though it might not be exactly for clean air and clean water for somebody who owns one of those buildings and got a lot of money, the grants, the awards that come with that stuff is just horrendous. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, they're just a lot. A lot of money, a lot of them. De Blasio said that New York City's Green Deal is a bold and audacious plan to attack global warming on all fronts. The $14 billion is in a new commitment to investments of, you know, just anything they need to do to cut the green effect down. But I don't know if you saw this. One of the things you're going to do, if you're not in compliance, if you're building these things, if you're doing things in New York, he's pretty much going to... It's sick. It's really sick. He's going to kind of have like the eco police. You'll be able to get tickets for some of this stuff, even the smaller stuff. You talk about, this isn't a nanny state. This is a Gestapo state. That's what this is. You can call it what you want. You can deal with it any way you want to, but it's not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. I mean, the article is 9 million miles long. But this is de Blasio that constantly has the reason why we can't do. You know, he must have been paying real, real attention when Bloomberg was in office. All right, back to my human composting. I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent. Well, when somebody threw that at me, I'm thinking, okay, what's the big whoop? It's processed food. We eat it all, every day. So, someplace, somewhere, something is going in our mouth that's been processed. Troy Heide, a fellow at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, told a paper that the method is as, close to a natural process of decomposition that you assume a body would undergo before we had an industrialized society. People from all over the state who wrote, you know, in about these things, and they're very excited about the prospect of becoming a tree or having a different alternative to themselves. I don't even know where to go. I don't even know where to go with that. You think about that. Well, I'm sure some of you are tree huggers. I guess the more I think about it, we're tree huggers and everything. They would love this plan. Maybe that's our next job. We buy empty vans with all this stuff in it. We can take your ashes out for a nominal fee. We'll bury it next to a tree or under the roots of a tree. What do you think? Irritating. Just crazy, stupid, irritating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can, if you head over to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Whole bunch of good stuff going on. All right. I kind of touched on this before. And this one just infuriates me because, again, it is the state imposing on school districts how to take care of their kids. The kids that they're ultimately responsible for. California's going to ban schools from suspending students for not just defiance, willful defiance. I don't want to expel somebody for making a mistake. But when that child's there constantly up in your face telling you what you're doing wrong, that's a problem. We'll talk about the California State Senate who voted to ban schools and principals from suspending students for willful defiance. What are you supposed to do? Buy them an ice cream cone? Just trying to figure it out. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," as the former Vice President Joe Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. As for word, he doesn't want former President Obama to endorse him. Biden telling reporters,
"I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits."
Now, earlier, Biden announcing via video he's running, saying our best days still lie ahead.
"I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Back. Thanks, Jack. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I know you know something. Somebody just put up in the chat room that, we're looking at a nanny city, but you know what? I mean, you really, truly have here in California a nanny state. They're clamping down more and more and more and more and more and more on every little thing that you do. And it's crazy. You know, what you can do, you know, we're looking at, vaccines again here? Mm-hmm. To the point where, you know, you're going to be put in front of a panel as to whether you should vaccinate your kids or not. And you know, it's really funny because the measles are starting to take off like crazy around, you know, in some areas around the country. But they won't tell you how they're getting here. They won't tell you how they're starting. They're actually trying to blame it on the Jews in New York because it's rising in the Jewish community, in one of the Jewish communities. And they say because they don't vaccinate their kids, that's why. But, you know, measles is not what it was back in, you know, in the Dark Ages. You don't die from measles like they used to. Right, sometimes it's a mild case now. It almost is never a mild case. I mean, it was one time almost, I have to check, but I think it's close to 2 million people died from measles worldwide. In 1 year, that is. So, this is one I just don't understand. If you can't administer discipline of any kind, what's a reason not to? You know, think about where the kids are today. We've taught our parents they can't spank their kids. You really shouldn't discipline them. Shouldn't yell at them. Shouldn't talk down to them. You shouldn't do anything that makes them feel bad. I mean, seriously. Really? I used to have a joke. What was it? If my kids didn't tell me when they were small, if they didn't tell me they hated me at least twice a week, I wasn't doing my job. I'm not supposed to be their friend. I'm supposed to guide. I'm supposed to mentor. I'm supposed to teach them stuff. Not everybody is happy when they're learning stuff. It's not always fun. It is sometimes quite painful. Senate approved SB 419 Monday by a vote of 30-8. It moves to the Assembly next. Similar bill vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown. Last legislature. You know what's really funny is that the California legislature is bringing back a lot of the bills that Jerry Brown vetoed because they know Newsom is going to approve them. You know, Jerry was probably the most... one of the most conservative people in Sacramento. Go let that sink in for a minute. Under the new version of the bill, Senate Bill 419, students in grades 4 through 8 would be suspended for disrupting school activities wouldn't be suspended for disrupting school activities or willfully defying school authorities, including teachers and staff. The bill would also ban schools from suspending students in grades 9 through 12 for the same thing until January 1st, 2025. The law would apply to both public and charter schools. So why? I can't understand what the thinking is behind this. Existing law already prohibits schools from suspending children in grades K through 3, right, or for willful defiance or disrupting the class or anything along those lines. This existing law would also prevent schools from recommending the expulsion of students in all grades for disrupting and willful defiance. So what's the downside here? I mean, some of you know my personality. You've heard me told by stories. Why didn't they have these rules when I was in school? Think about this. Look at how much more we're out of control. The problems that our young people are having. I've got to get a child psychiatrist on this show or psychologist on this show one of these days. Bad to teach your kids how to pray. It's bad to give them guidelines. It's bad to give them chores. It's bad, you know what I mean, to give them consequences for not doing their homework or getting bad grades or what have you. It's almost bad to do anything to your child that might make them a better person. And yet they sit back and try to go, why is our teen suicide rate going through the roofs? Why is it we're having so much trouble with these kids? Why is it they don't have a grasp of reality? That they're having a hard time distinguishing between right and wrong? Because mom and dad never taught them what was right and wrong. They never taught them that there was consequences for the things that they were going to do that was wrong. They have brought this whole liberal progressive attitude towards discipline with children have brought this on. I believe that there's reasons behind this. Those kids aren't going to be able to, there's a lot of things they're not going to be able to do. They're going to become dependent on what? Who? That's right, parents and government. I bet you hear, I mean, this Kate Smith thing. All this social justice stuff, all the social warrior stuff. All these kids having meltdowns over seeing a statue, hearing a song, seeing some words that make them uncomfortable. Where is that okay? What other countries are coddling their kids like that? Now, students could still be expelled or suspended for other acts, including threatening violence. So wait a minute. So I can threaten to throw the chair, and I'll be suspended. But if I actually throw the chair, we're good. Isn't that what it said? Up further, you can be suspended, or you can't be suspended for disrupting.
For just being willful.
Okay? And willful defiance. I think throwing a chair would be disruptive and willful defiance. What do you think? I mean, somewhere on the same page there?
That would be violent.
Okay? However, if you threaten to throw the chair, according to this, you can still be suspended or expelled for other acts, including threatening violence. So I threaten to throw the chair at you, we're good. We're not good. And if I throw the chair at you, I'm in trouble. Not in trouble. God, this is confusing. See, it goes against all logic. If I threaten to throw the chair at you, all right, I could be in trouble. I can get suspended. If I actually just shut up, pick up the chair, and throw it at you, I'm good.
They're going to suspend you and expel you.
No, read it. Look, it says it prevents schools students in grades 4 through 8 wouldn't be suspended for disrupting school activities or willfully defying school authorities. Disrupting could be considered actually throwing a chair in class. Could it not?
That's also violence. They're
going to
get rid of it.
Yes or no? I mean, it could be considered disrupting. I mean, you see what happens already. However, threatening to throw the chair immediately gets you suspended or expelled. So it's craziness. It makes no sense. Teachers could also still be allowed to suspend pupils from class for the day and the following day who disrupt school activities or otherwise willful defied valid authority or supervisors. As part of the new bill, superintendents or principals would be asked to provide alternatives to suspension or expulsion. You know, part of the problem here is if you expel a kid or you suspend a kid, somebody has to be home to take care of him or her. Right? Most people are working. Some are working two jobs. Then they become responsible. All of a sudden, ooh. Well, here's the deal. Maybe if those parents have to stay home from work enough times, they'll start working with that child to do the right thing. Just a thought. Just like in California, we did away with the exit exam because the kids were having too much of a hard time with them. So you don't even know when they graduate, really, truly, honestly, what they know. And we were given the exit exam in 10th grade. You got two more years to go. What, do you do nothing for 2 years or barely nothing? Research has shown the category of willful defiance was disproportionately used to discipline minority students. So, let me see. The white folks were targeting African-American kids, right, to administer discipline because they didn't like them. Really, think about it. When you say that research has shown the category of willful defiance was disproportionately used or applied to discipline for minority students, what you're saying is, it couldn't be for whatever reason they're acting out more. No, that can't be it at all. It has to be that the white teachers are coming down on them harder. Ah, that's it. That's the ticket. In the 2015-16 school year, almost 100,000 students suspended for willful defiance, a decrease of nearly 30,000 from 14-15. Hey, seriously? And willful defiance accounted for 24% of all total suspensions. Maybe they're doing something wrong. I don't know. Apparently, I don't understand discipline. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid was what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Grill Show. And really, it is a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate you being. I got, you see that? Sonia Schmidt, who's been on the show, you know, quite a bit, and she was on with Dave Sussman.
And you.
What's that?
And you.
She's been on with me, yeah. She actually used to guest host the show on a regular basis. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Also, if you want to be notified by text message, just text TRS to 55222. It's TRS to 55222. And I can't bring myself to do those every night either. Pretty much do them every other night. Let you know who's coming up, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. So it was just a little nudge until the actual applications get finished, or the apps get finished. You know, they make fun of me for calling them applications. What do you think apps is short for? I guess it's not hip to say applications?
Too many syllables.
Okay. Too many letters to write down. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, as I said. Okay. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Look, you know, these stories that some of you guys send me, I really do appreciate them, whether you believe it or not. And the stories that we have, the ones that you send to us anyway, I mean, they get crazier and crazier and crazier as the days go on. Which is that we're not, you know, we're not having a handle on this. We're really not, we really don't have a handle. Like this Christianity, the attack on Christianity, if you would. It's growing like crazy across the world, not just in this country. You know, we always talk, the left likes to say, hey, thank you, Obama, for this, thank you, Obama, for that. How about thank you, Obama, for the attack on Christianity across the world? He did nothing to slow it down when he had the power to. He did nothing to curtail it. Didn't stop sending money. We send money to almost every country on the planet for whatever reason we do. And we do nothing to use that as leverage to keep people from doing those kind of things. Right? Keep those countries from doing, from beheading Christians. So what I don't understand is we use it for so many, we use our financial power for so many other things. Why don't we start using it for that? I mean, I remember the conversations when Mr. Obama was president about how bad we had to feel about how the Muslims were being treated in other countries. Never mentioned the Christians, really. Right? We talk about the illegals coming up on the southern border. It's a humanitarian issue. We have to help them out. They have no place else to turn. Listen to them. Yes, they do. They just refuse to stop in Mexico. They're not interested. They want what we have to give them for free. See, to Mexico's credit, they're going to make them work. Mexico doesn't have an endless spigot of welfare. The Democrats can't seem to find anything that will slow them down on spending. Nothing they can look at and go, geez, I'd love to be able to do that for our people, but we just can't afford it. AOC has taken on an attitude now and a tagline of, we're not going to be able to live in 12 years and all they're worried about is the money? Yeah. You need the money to pay for the cleanup you want to do. Hello? Or do you think that comes free? I love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, in the next hour, I think I've got a clip on young ladies on college campuses just totally, totally wigged out by Joe Biden and Joe Biden's actions. Because, you know, they're not told about this. Their professors aren't telling them about this stuff. There's no way. They're not going to tell them about this stuff. You crazy? And, you know, coming up on this election, look at how early this has all started. Republicans, Democrats, Senate seats, congressional seats. They're not hidden. You know, if you start looking around, you'll see who's pushing for those seats now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I want to do this story, but I know I don't have enough time to pull it off. And don't tell me to do it anyway, because I don't want to. Because it'll... All right, I'll do this one. AOC, this is a great story, because she was making fun of someone, of another legislator. And she's so smart. You know, she talked about being 29 years old and knowing so much. And she made fun of another legislator that was, I guess, kind of making fun of her, if you would. And she found out it was a Democrat afterward. So one of the Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's tweets backfired on her Thursday when she tried to attack Republicans over a picture of a politician who stood next to a cardboard cutout of her. Who would stand next to a cardboard cutout of her? I'd be afraid the thing would come to life somehow and I'd get cooties. The GOP lets our older male members next to a cardboard cutout of a young female legislator, she tweeted. Her tweet included a post from the Republican Party of Kentucky. However, the politician pictured was a Democrat rep, John Yarmuth. not a Republican at all, as he claimed. And again, this is the brainchild of the left, is she not? Ryan Saavedra responds to her, or responds to Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, thinks that Representative John Yarmuth is a Republican member of Congress. It literally says in the tweet that she is quoting that Yarmuth is a Democrat. AOC doesn't even know who her Democrat colleagues in Congress are. She uses, matter of fact, when she calls this guy out. Now, see, I'm not a social media mega guy. I don't understand it all. But here's what I do understand. When you put a hashtag in something, you know, in a name following internet, you apparently know what it is, right? So when she throws it out there, she has hashtag Democrat, hashtag Kentucky. So she knew the guy was from Kentucky, and she knew he was a Democrat. And yet she made fun of him for being a Republican. You know, I would love to know what she's drinking. I don't think it's just champagne that she was drinking out of that bottle last time we saw her. You know, and you could have a field day with her tweets on a regular basis, couldn't you? Think about all the stuff that she puts out there that you have to scratch your head and go, wait a minute, okay, what did she mean by that? What was she really trying to talk about? Because she really could confuse the crud out of somebody. She sent out a tweet just the other day. GOP already bad faith attacking nonviolent offenses. Clearly, if you're looking at context clues in my thread and limits of the 280 characters, you know I'm referring to nonviolent drug offenders when I said that she wanted to let some of these drug offenders go early. She said it's like we're back encouraging first grade readers when it comes to pundits. Maybe this is the future of getting news out. Remember, we've all been excited about Twitter and President Trump. He's able to get a message out because he's kind of unfettered with Twitter. And I've said in the past, the thing I love about Twitter and President Trump is for the first time, he's causing them. He's causing news outlets. He's causing those people that are tracking, following him, to have to get up in the morning and look what he tweeted in the middle of the night. It used to be the other way around. The president would get up in the morning, and his staff had already looked at all, scoured the newspapers from across the country to see what people were saying, what the news cycle was saying about him. And now he's got them jumping. So you look at Alexandria. Now, she's got over 3 million, I heard, followers for her Twitter. And when you look at the stuff that she puts out there, it is so far out. And she gets so many likes. She gets 5,000, 8,000, 10,000 likes on these things. You think people are doing it just to be part of? Do you think people are doing this, some of the people following her, are just doing it as a giggle? Or they really believe some of the crazy stuff that she's saying? 855. God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We come back. We're going to look at some students' reactions when they actually see Creepy Joe touching other women. What they actually see Creepy Joe Biden doing with other women. You know, the Dems do a great job of concealing this stuff. Joe Messina, your host, you'll see the real side on GCN Live. You know what? If you got to go, we'll catch you later. You can grab the rest of the, you can grab the show up on the website. And if you're going to hang out, your station's still calling the show, stay here. We got a lot more coming up after the break.